Chapter 6. There was not a single cloud on Maudie the Hon Mugsbury Throttle's horizon. The young hairmaid did not even feel the weight of the haversack on her back as she skipped blithely along the dune tops. She, among all other hares at Salamandaston, had been chosen to go on this most important quest. Once more, she went over the instructions which had been drummed into her by Lord Ashai and Major Mullane.
Find a bloomin' badger, one who knows not his own strength, a beast from the simple life who shuns armour and knows not the sword. What else? Oh, yes, he's got destiny marked on his blinking brow, and, what next?
She paused on one paw, wrinkling her nose.
Got it! He walks with the banished one and a flame. That's it. Find him and haul the blighter back to the jolly old mountain. Oh, well remembered, that maid.
Still balancing on one paw, she took stock of her position. To the west, the great sea was an expanse of turquoise and blue, twinkling under a clear summer sky. Below her was the coastline shore, sweeping up into the dunes. Ahead and off to the right lay heath, low hills and scrubland, with a fringe of tree line in the distance. Not having the faintest idea where she was going, Maudie picked up a pawful of sand. She tossed it into the air, calling aloud.
I say, Mother Nature, old thing, which way do I go now?
Incoming sea breezes blew the sand grains off toward the distant trees, and Maudie threw a casual salute to the sky.
Thank you, Mom. The woodlands it is.
Setting herself a brisk pace, she marched off, still trying to repeat the instructions.
Find a blinking badger with destiny marked on his armour, or something like that. One who shuns the simple sword for life and walks with a confounded fear of a flame and banished one. Oh, my giddy aunt! Not to worry, Maudie, old girl. You'll know the blighter when you trip over him, what?
Having spent her first night out camped in the dunes, Maudie had broken her fast in the early morn. With a dried crust of oat bread and a swig of water, she complained to herself as she marched through the scrubland.
A skinny old crust and a single gobful of water. What sort of food's that to give an expert cook? I'll bet the chaps back at the mess are cramming their fat faces with all kinds of fascinating fodder. Right, that's it. As soon as I get the chance, I'm going to whip up a good cooked lunch for myself.
The thought of hot food cheered Maudie up no end. Never downhearted for long, the incorrigible hairmaid broke out into song, making up the words as she went along.